Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Wednesday, the 21st of August, 2019. To get you started, President Trump will head to a private fundraiser on Wednesday in Louisville to support Republican Governor Matt Bevin's re-election campaign. The governor has been in office for one term already, but faces a stiff challenge from Democrat Andy Beshear, the state attorney general. Bevin won the governor job in 2015, becoming the third Republican since World War II to do so. When elected, Bevin spoke of bringing Christian values to the position.
We are blessed with things in this state you could not buy at any price. We are blessed with an abundance of resources. We are blessed with an incredible set of values that the vast majority of Kentuckians hold, the core Christian values that this nation was built on. And while some will apologize, there is no reason that we must apologize for the core principles that make us an exceptional nation, that make us an exceptional state.
According to polls, he's the least popular governor in the United States. He's leaned on the president's support for re-election, but his opponent, Beshear, has pointed to their relationship as a negative, telling his supporters that this is a chance to separate Kentucky from what he calls the negativity of the Trump White House. In addition to the fundraiser, Trump is expected to hold at least one public rally on Bevin's behalf. 4 teenagers will head to court in London on Wednesday in relation to a bus attack in May against 2 LGBT women. Melania Jemanat said that she and her girlfriend were hospitalized for facial injuries, and Mayor Sadiq Khan called the attack disgusting and misogynistic. She said that the boys demanded that they kiss so they could enjoy watching and described sexual positions to the couple. The boys were charged with suspicion of robbery and hate crimes. Next up, the number of 401k and IRA millionaires has once again hit a record high. According to Fidelity Investments, the number of people with at least $1 million in their 401k accounts rose to 196,000 at the end of the second quarter, up from the previous quarter, and topping the record of 187,400 in the third quarter of 2018. One factor helping Americans' retirement savings has to do with their employers. More than a third of employers now automatically enroll new employees into the company's 401k plan, more than doubling in the last 10 years. But be aware, in the short term, August is often the worst month for stocks, and this year is no exception. Party heads in Italy will resume talks on Wednesday after Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte handed in his resignation to President Sergio Mattarella. Conte says he made the decision after his Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini's right-wing League party sought a no-confidence vote against him. Conte's decision comes as the country must make painful budget cuts to keep in line with European Union regulations. It's possible that Mattarella will ask Conte to stay on and find an alternative majority in Parliament. And last up, McDonald's says they want to give back by paying it forward.
Just make sure to keep the good going. Let's show everyone there's a little good around every corner.
On Wednesday, the fast food giant will begin a 3-day Pay It Forward giveaway. The company is giving out 500 McCafe It Forward cards to both coffee fans and individuals known for doing good in their community, and they'll get a free small cup of coffee. They then pass the card along to a friend, someone who has done good in their life, or a complete stranger, and the rest is history. The cards can be passed or used through midnight Eastern time on Friday, and McDonald's says you can follow along with what they're calling a human kindness experiment at beabrewgooder.com. And you can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods. That includes the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.